Number 123 from July 2016, A Life of Purpose. With two funerals over the past weeks, I remember that funerals are for the living. Funerals are a time for those left behind to be reminded again that this life doesn't go on forever, and we need to be prepared for what is coming after. It is a time for Christians to be reminded that death is not an utter severing or cutting off, but it is just a doorway that we walk through to greater and better life eternal. However, funerals are also a time to reflect on what we are doing with this gift of life that we have been given now on this side of the grave. It is an opportunity as we think about all the things that our loved ones have done in their lives to reevaluate what we have accomplished and what we are currently doing. Both of the men that we buried recently, Herman and Paul, were faithful men of God who placed a priority on living a life that reflected well on the Lord. Both of these men believed that God put them on the earth for a purpose, and if they used the gifts that God gave them, they could accomplish great things. Herman used to tell his grandchildren and children that they could do anything they wanted if they just put their minds to it. Paul's motto was summed up by 10 little two-letter words: "If it is to be, it is up to me." Both of them ascribed to the notion, "Work like it is all up to you and pray like it is all up to God." Both of these men accomplished great things and had varied and wonderful experiences in life. They believed that you should decide what you wanted to accomplish and then get the training or knowledge to do that thing and then work hard and get it done. There was a sense that life should not be wasted but used wisely. There was such a sense of purpose and direction. I have to admit that my own life seems rather haphazard compared to their lives. I seem to have just bounced from pillar to post in my life doing what came along and then sliding over into something else. I sometimes wonder what I might have accomplished if I had made clearer plans and had done what was necessary to see them through. It seems that I have wasted a lot of hours not working toward any kind of goal, but just putting one foot in front of another. On the other hand, I have tried to guard against being so consumed with doing and accomplishing, and I've just tried to make sure that I had time to just be. I wanted to remain a human being instead of becoming a human doing. I want to just be with my family and friends and not feel compelled to keep doing. As always, Jesus gives us the paradigm to follow in this struggle. He was busy teaching, preaching, and healing, but then made sure that his disciples would come away to a quiet place to rest, as he did himself. His doing was always informed and directed by being by himself and spending time with his Heavenly Father.